This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Anne, Los Angeles. Hi, Anne.
Hello. Quite a few pastors today are asking for first fruits, and this is an offering that's above your tithe and your regular offerings, and sometimes they ask for a whole week salary. I know under the Mosaic law, that was first fruits, but is that for today?
Not in the sense in which this is being used by these televangelists, the Rod Parsleys of the world.
Yeah, and Paula White has started as well now.
Yeah, sure. It's just sheer manipulation. We, first of all, do not go back to types and shadows when the substance has come. And I think a lot of these people have no clue about biblical typology and how the types and shadows are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. But there certainly is a sense in which we want to give our first fruits to the Lord, as designated by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12. And we also have to realize that the tithe in the Old Testament meant something. It was a way of demonstrating your reverence for the Lord. And we are, according to Moses in the Old Testament, to revere the Lord our God always. So learning to reverence the name of God is a timeless principle, as crucial today as it was in the days of Moses. And I think it's very important to learn through tithing how to give.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about Proverbs 3:9-10? This is a scripture that is quoted sometimes.
I think certainly when you look at Proverbs 3:9-10, you see that if you give, that God is going to reward you for your giving. And I think that principle is important.
Okay.
Because, again, what you're doing when you're honoring the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your crops, then your barns are going to be filled with overflowing and your vats will brim with new wine. It's true. When you trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding and all your ways acknowledge Him, He will direct your paths. If you do that, you will be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that blessing does not mean that you are going to be rich. If you trust in the Lord, God will be your source and your provision, and He will give you everything that you need.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.